You're listening to The Pulse. Imagine looking at amazing space simulations all day long. Stars exploding, galaxies forming, crashing together, lighting up. And this is part of your job. It's a dream come true for Haverford College astronomy professor Deshika Narayanan. He recently sat down for our series, So What Do You Do? Down-to-Earth Conversations About Science. And consultant Neil Barton asked him,
So what do you do?
I study theoretical galaxy formation, and so I do mostly computational work. I develop large-scale simulations to try to understand how galaxies form from the Big Bang all the way through today. So say I wonder, well, what happens to a disk galaxy like the Milky Way, and how does it evolve? How does it form, and how does it evolve? Well, you'll set up some simulation where you start a universe or a small subsection of the universe off with some sort of initial conditions that you think may have existed after the Big Bang. So you have some idea of what the dark matter distribution looks like and maybe where the gas is. Then you have some idea of what the basic equations of physics are that you learned in graduate school, starting with F equals MA, which is one of the most basic physics equations you learn, and layering on in complexity from there. And then you press go on the computer and you let it evolve.
And I guess I'm wondering what does the output look like? Do you end up looking at one number or a set of a dozen numbers, or is it a table, or do you get pretty pictures, or all of these things?
Yeah, that's
maybe
a great question. So you actually get all of these things. The numbers are useful, but it's oftentimes, you know, not as telling as actually looking at the movie and seeing what happens, or looking at the images over a number of different viewing angles, or flying into the image to see what is actually going on with your eyes.
So you can, like, manipulate the movie output, or you just get one straight feature, as it were, that you have to watch?
No, so you'll actually manipulate the output. So one thing you can imagine, for example, is the Milky Way, the galaxy we live in, is on a crash course with Andromeda, our nearest major galaxy neighbor. So some number of billion years into the future, we're going to bang into Andromeda. So one question you could imagine asking is, what's going to happen to the solar system? Are we going to be in trouble? Are we going to get ejected from the galaxy? Are we going to stay where we are, et cetera? So you can run simulations where you'll bang two galaxies together, and collaborators of mine have done this. And so you bang two galaxies together, and you put in a test particle somewhere where the Earth is, roughly. And you see what happens to it. And it turns out there's actually a high probability that we'll get flung out of the galaxy.
What is the most exciting thing that you've discovered recently about how galaxies work, or the most controversial topic thought about?
I think they're probably the same topic or the same answer. There's a class of galaxies in the early universe. The universe is 14 billion years old, we think. There's this class of galaxies that lives roughly 2 to 3 billion years after the Big Bang, which turns out to be a super active time in the universe. There's tons of stars forming, which means there's going to be tons of light everywhere, and there's tons of galaxies that are in a very interesting phase of their evolution. And there's this class of galaxies that people have discovered over the last 20 years that are the brightest galaxies in the universe. They're over 100 times and many hundreds of times brighter than our own galaxy. To put it into context, our own galaxy, the Milky Way, forms something like 1 or 2 suns per year. These galaxies form 1 or 2,000 suns per year. So they're very active places.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where they come from. The predominant school of thought is that these galaxies owe to big collisions of galaxies, sort of like the way the Milky Way is going to collide with Andromeda. It turns out, at least in our local neighborhood, when we see galaxies bang together, they become really bright and they form a ton of stars. And so my collaborators and I have developed a model in which we actually don't think they're galaxy mergers, but rather really rich environments where there's tons and tons of galaxies all smushed into a fairly, I mean, in a relative sense, small area. And that what you're observing is a bunch of galaxies contributing to the light and not one particular system, which I think would in some ways rewrite the book on this particular phenomenon that people have been observing for 20, 25 years.
What's been the reaction to that? Are people throwing things at you at conferences or
actually,
writing papers in response?
That's the exact phrase I use. I say, I give this talk at a conference and tomatoes start to hit me in the face. I've been talking about this at conferences for about a year. The paper was just recently accepted a few weeks ago. So,
nice.
You know, at least personally, I very much dislike going to a conference, giving a talk, and having everyone say, oh yeah, we agree. That's boring, right? You want someone to push back on you because you want there to be continued problems in the field that get you excited and make you want to work on the problem more. And so it is very exciting to go to conferences in different sub areas and try to present your results and see how people come at it from different angles.
Right. You want to stimulate people from your own area of research as well as people from other somewhat related or totally unrelated areas. And then you can all build off of each other.
Exactly.
Deshika, thanks for talking to me about your research and what it is that you do.
Thank you. I very much enjoy this.
Deshika Narayanan is a professor of astronomy at Haverford College. He spoke with Neil Barton. He's a consultant and he also loves improv comedy.